Hello, my name's Wink Lorch. I'm a wine writer from the UK, and I have a speciality of the wines of Jura. I'm currently writing the first ever wine book called Jura Wine, and I have a project on Kickstarter to fund the self-publishing of this book.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. Today we have the pleasure of meeting Wink Lorch, who's talking to us from France, but she spreads her time between London and France, and she's working on a book in English about the Jura region in France, and I think in French they'll pronounce it Jura, but she'll correct us with that here shortly. This is interesting because it's the second time here in 2013 that I have the opportunity to interview somebody who is self-publishing and working in creating the funding for self-publishing by using Kickstarter. And so this is a time-sensitive interview, and we encourage you to contribute and get involved online at Kickstarter, and we'll have links up to her work as well. And according to Wink, there is not even a recent book on the Jura region in France in French. And I'd like to start by saying, Wink, thank you so very much for joining us today. And tell us how to pronounce it correctly. Is it Jura?
It's Jura.
It's Jura. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, give us a mind's eye virtual map and describe where is the Jura region in France.
Right. The Jura is in eastern France. And the wine region is on the western foothills of the Jura Mountains, which divide France with Switzerland. So in terms of big towns, you probably have heard of Dijon in Burgundy.
Yes.
And it's about an hour's drive south of Dijon. It's a couple of hours north of Lyon and a couple of hours west of Geneva in Switzerland. And the closest wine region is the Burgundy wine region, which is just to the west.
Isn't the Jura region also known for cheese?
Yes, it is. It's extremely famous, in particular for Comté cheese.
Yes, yes.
Comté is the biggest production, but there are a few others well-known, like Morbier, for example, and Bleu de Gex.
Why is this wine region of special interest to you?
I almost stumbled across it because I've been lucky enough to live in France in the mountains, not far from Geneva, in the French Alps, for many years. And so inevitably I started writing about the local wines, which were the wines of Savoie. And in wine books and magazines, Savoie and Jura are linked together frequently because they're two of the smallest wine regions in France. And they are very conveniently both in eastern France, so book publishers can do a map together. And I quickly learned that these two little regions had nothing in common, and that the Jura was particularly fascinating because of its very wide range of wine styles, unlike anywhere in the world, and a real interesting bunch of producers that were very, very inspiring. And frankly, I'd already worked in wine for over 20 years when I discovered the Jura, and it was so difficult to understand, and that was really what inspired me. And then I discovered in the last 5 years that there was growing interest in these wines in the USA in particular, and that in certain big cities, New York, San Francisco notably, the wine shops and the sommeliers were taking notice and bringing in a few wines, and that I found very exciting, and thought somebody needs to write more about this, and it deserves a book.
So tell us how we can get involved by supporting your work on Kickstarter, because this is for most listeners, this is relatively new idea. Self-publishing is maybe not so new, but using Kickstarter for most of us is new.
I chose to use Kickstarter as a crowdfunding platform because I thought it was presented very well and I had already supported a couple of small projects myself, and I loved the way it worked. And frankly, it was relatively easy to set up, and the funding is based on a rather scary all or nothing basis. In other words, I have set a target, which is £7,500, which is about $11,500 at the current rate of exchange. And if I don't reach that target, I will get nothing, and the people who have pledged amounts so far will not have their credit cards debited. And we're all sort of square with nothing, but that's obviously not the aim. The aim is to get there and, if possible, to get higher, because anything higher I get to keep as well, less Kickstarter's commission. And Kickstarter works on a reward basis according to how much people pledge. And the very obvious and simple pledge is a pledge of £25, which is about $40. Because I'm from the UK, everything is in pounds, but the credit cards are accepted in a very simple way, and the conversion is done.
Okay.
And people have kindly pledged so far from all over the world, so I'm very, very grateful. So around $40 gets you the book, and there are other rewards related to travel in the region and me coming and speaking and all sorts of things. So the best thing for listeners is to either have a look at my blog, jurawine.co.uk, to get to know more about me and my writing on the Jura, or to go straight to the Kickstarter site, kickstarter.com, and simply search for Jura, J-U-R-A, or
okay.
me,
okay.
Or check out the link.
When did you start this? When did it go active, and when is the end date?
It went active exactly 2 weeks ago, which I think was the 22nd of March, and the end date is Monday the 22nd of April.
Do you get to choose how long? I didn't realize that this was so close-ended. I thought with the other writer that I interviewed a couple months ago, it was an open-ended sort of thing for 6-9 months or something.
Well, I don't think that would have been right on Kickstarter, because they
okay.
restrict you to a maximum of 60 days.
Okay.
And in their guidelines, they advise a maximum of 30 days. And frankly, having done this for 2 weeks, it is exhausting. And I'm very glad that I have chosen to limit it to a month, because I'm feeling that I have to do lots on social media, write lots of emails,
yes.
and keep on top of this, which is actually preventing me writing the book, but it's all in a good cause. So
how do you get the word out? I heard about your project by LinkedIn, thankfully. But how do you get the word out to people around the world and outside of the wine trade?
Well, outside of the wine trade is trickier. But over the past 5 years, I've been very present in the main social media channels of Twitter and Facebook, and built up a large following. And that following has been of people not only working in wine, but interested in wine and interested in travel, because I have another website called Wine Travel Guides, and that was another project. And through that, I have made all these contacts, and I've been working on them, frankly, and I feel a bit embarrassed, but I'm sort of putting the word out. I'm in
yeah.
everybody's faces at the moment.
Right, right. And how does that feel? Is that an awkward feeling? I mean, of course, this is what so many people do, but is that, I would imagine that is somewhat awkward, but it's a function of your personality.
Well, it's somewhat awkward in that I am usually putting something on Twitter or Facebook about this every day.
Oh,
and
wow.
that is overkill in one way. But in the other way, people can choose not to look at it. Other people do this. And frankly, people have been so supportive.
Yeah.
And people have sort of pledged that I wouldn't have expected to. Somebody that I've known for years in the UK who works as a wine PR, she happened to email her father, and he loves France, and he pledged. And wow, that was amazing. And all of this happens because people spot me doing this. I mean, I've sent out some emails as well. But I think they've put the trust in me. And the other point is the product itself, the yes, book on Jura, of which there is nobody's ever written a book on this region. And it seems to attract people who are looking for something different at the moment in wine.
When will the book be available? What is your target deadline for the book being available for people to receive once they pledge?
It is April next year, April okay, 2014. Okay. So it is quite a long way ahead, but I wanted to do it in advance in order to know whether I've got the funding to commission photographs, to commission some very good maps, and to get it properly and professionally edited as well as designed.
Of course. Wink Lorch, we'd like to thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that several of our listeners support your work on Kickstarter as well.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.